Howdy, everybody. I'm Tony Orlando. I'm just kidding. Hey, welcome back here to the Grandstand Stage on this fabulous 4th Annual Delfest 2011. Delfest Consciousness Raising Event. Woo! All this weather's just, all that weird stuff's just going right past us. I love it. I love it. Well, of course, the McCurry family. We've got the older generation of brothers. We've got the younger generation of brothers. And we've got that extended family in the McCurry band. Del McCurry and the Del McCurry band. We've got Rodney, and we've got Rob, and we've got Jason, we've got Alan. And those boys, when Dad needs to stay at home, of course, we know that they go out and they travel. Traveling is something that they do. They do it well. They travel all over the country, and they show up at places, and they like to bring on all kinds of amazing folks and play all kinds of amazing music. They leap into the dark, and the magical music net appears. They are musical farmers and culinary chefs, harvesting and cooking up whatever music they feel like playing with pals they admire and invite into their kitchen. Ronnie calls it peanut butter and jelly, and for me, it's gourmet all the way. Ladies and gentlemen, the Traveling McCurry!
Thank you. the face, it's really easy.
Burning with desire, burning like a fire, looking at a deeper shade of blue. This ain't the first time I've seen the blue. This is the worst kind of pain I ever knew. It's a heartbreaking love taking, breaking up without you.
And welcome to the fourth annual Del Fest. We appreciate you all being here with us once again. Well, we're the traveling McCurries, you know. We did a little traveling in between working with Dad, and it's been working out pretty good for us. But we're going to entertain you for about an hour and a half, something like that. We do all kinds of good different songs. This one happens to be a sad song. We won't do too many sad songs, but this one is. It's just about pitiful, this one. It's entitled Lily Hoskins.
Think of the old days when your world was new and you danced with your lover 'neath a pale harvest moon. Thank you.
skin. I have to go.
Sad, I told you it was, you know. But you have to have a good fiddle to make it sad, and that fella right there. We've been playing music since 1992, and he's originally from the great state of Kentucky, over in East Kentucky. If you make him welcome, he'll be playing and singing for you all night long. That's Jason Carter right there. Thank you. Actually, John Hartford got that, I believe, from Ed Haley from the state of West Virginia. He's a great old-time fiddle player. He was blind. And back in the turn of the century, he was a great old-time fiddle player. I got to record that with John Hartford one time, played the guitar. Proud of that. Jason, he's going to sing a song now. I'll let him do all the talking.
I'll try to sing a Martin Offer tune I've been doing with these guys. What's that? Did he say, get out of show business? This is called When It Comes to You, just like this.
If we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering where'd you get that cold, cold heart. Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the week. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Say things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Satisfy hunger in my soul. You've been giving me bad times. Tell me what I do. I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you. Say things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you?
Had to live that to sing it like that. Every day. All right, back here picking the five string. He's going to take us back on a little trip that later tonight we're going to be playing with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And And Bill Monroe, when he started playing bluegrass music, and Earl Scruggs and Don Reno, all these early first generation great musicians that created this music, they were listening to jazz at the time because it was their popular music for the day. And Earl Scruggs took this tune straight out of the old jazz standard book. It's entitled The Farewell Blues. Paz, our good buddy from New Orleans. Hey, Paz, you know all about it. Back here playing the bass fiddle. Make him welcome again. He's going to sing you a good number. He plays a fine bass, and he's born in Huntington, West Virginia, right over the hill over there. Make Alan Barkham welcome again.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to our show. Appreciate you coming out, and glad you're enjoying this perfect weather.
I know I am.
It's sunny up here. I don't know about up there. Here. Jason said the future's so bright, I gotta wear a shade. Tell how old he is. Early 80s reference. He's dated himself. Of course, the fact that I knew that, not a good sign either, but... when we first started playing as a traveling McCurry's, we started getting a lot of questions about Dell. You know, what's Dell doing, man? Is he, is he retiring, or did he fire you guys?
No, that was true. Obviously, he, you know, puts on his own festival here, so hopefully that answers the question enough. But in case that didn't, I wrote a song with my buddy John Weisberger. It's called The Old Boy's Still in the Game.
He's heard the cheering crowds, but he never was too much for chasing fame. The years have left their mark, but anyone can see that the old boy's still in the game. And that old guitar is like a
bell when his big right hand comes down. A voice as bright as a moonlight night sure is a lonesome sound. Well, the boys in the band can feel it, and it's clear to all who can that the old boy's still in the game. Sounded better to a Pennsylvania boy than the sounds of Lester Earl and Bill Monroe. He's seen a lot, done it all since those early days, leaning on the ones who shared his name. Now he plays that same old Opry every time he can. Yeah, the old boy's still in the game. When that old guitar rings like a bell, when his big right hand comes down, a lonesome sound. Well, the boys in the band can feel it, and it's clear to all who can that the old boy's still in the game.
Leader and gracious host, Mr. Del McCurry. Chickens. Look at him. Look at him run.
disappear. I guess I can't see you no more.
Just walk out in the rain, walk out of my dreams, walk out of my life, and it don't feel right. You can't catch the next train. Oh, darn it, walk out in the rain.
Since we've been doing this gig, the Traveling McCurry's, the last 2 or 3 years, we've been fortunate enough to have some great guitar players travel the roads with us when they can, and we're really lucky to have this fellow with us. We go back an awful long time together, and he's one of the finest that bluegrass has ever produced. One of the greatest singers that today's bluegrass, and they make him welcome a fantastic songwriter, Ronnie Bobo.
Thank y'all very much. I'd like to give you a song off the CD I recorded back in, I think it was 92. One called Cold Virginia Night. I hope you enjoy it. Goes like this.
Thank you. night. When Jenny left me, I could not believe her broken heart would tear my whole world apart. It was a cold Virginia night when Jenny left me.
Folks, that's about as smooth as it gets right there, man. Thank you.
This one is called the Bluegrass Breakdown. That's the very first bluegrass instrumental ever recorded by Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs. That's what it sounded like in the 40s. Jason Carter, your turn.
Hungry and me. You know I'm tired of feeling lonesome.
Shenandoah Valley Breakdown. That's not too far from here, is it? All right, well, early in the week I had a request from a fellow from the Academy, Johnny. Johnny might be here. He's looking. He's single, so there he is. Anyhow, he asked for this too. This is one that I wrote. This is entitled On the Lonesome Wind.
Lonesome wind. She knew I had to keep on moving, and her love for me should offend. She deserves so much more than I can give her. Shed a tear and blame it on the lonesome wind.
Hang the harder that I fiddle, the harder that she comes along.
And we gotta get happy with the wiggle in the middle. That's when I know that I wanna go home. Play fiddle, play all day long. I hear you screaming at me way far away in the yard. Thank you.
We're going to take a little break right now and do a little equipment check.